Welcome back to Hope at Home. I hope you like surprises because we prepared a special one for you. This is the last episode of this season of Hope at Home. So we prepared a video with all of the learning that we've done over the last many episodes. Here it is.
Don't let the virus infect your entire life.
Because we can easily let it take over everything, and that becomes our sole focus. There's more to life than this virus, even in this situation.
God invites us to express our anger to Him, to tell Him how we feel. Jesus has invited us to take up His cross.
If we have anxiety, we need to recognize this is something that needs to be treated. Don't just put up with it and think that this is a normal part of life. Excessive worry actually is going to tear down the mind and the body system. The flu symptoms are greatly reduced. They'll only last 2 days if you start elderberries or blueberries at the time you first start developing flu. And we think that there might be a correlation with other deadly viruses as well.
Maybe you have all this time and you're splurging on Netflix and all the streaming networks out there. But maybe this is a time that God has given all of us to take the Bible seriously, to get back into prayer life, to get back into spiritual discipline.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Can you hear the voice of Jesus saying, do not be afraid. The spirit of fear does not come from me. I want to give you power. I want to give you a sound mind. I want to give you love.
There have been several studies looking at gargling because, you know, if you think about it, we're all wearing masks, but, you know, if we think about washing out the back of our throat, we can actually reduce the risk of getting coughs and colds, and coronavirus is one of those cold viruses.
Grieving is a normal, healthy part of healing. In all of our sufferings, in all of our grief, in all of our sorrow, He also suffered.
You can have assurance of salvation. Not because of you, not because of what you have done, not because of how great you are, but because of how great Jesus is.
We believe that if we are willing to take advantage of this time to strengthen our relationships, to infuse some new energy by using some of the tips that we're going to share today, that we in our marriages and in our homes can also experience some wonderful, positive, unintended consequences.
I don't like the term social distancing, and I'll tell you why, because I think inherent in that term is a sense of isolation and distance from other people. I much prefer the term physical distancing, because I think we can still be physically distant, but still connected in our heart.
I don't know what you're going through in life, but I'm here to let you know today that God's grace, His gift, whatever that gift may be, to meet your need, to meet your situation, will be sufficient for you.
Christ's invitation to take up our cross is really an invitation to embrace the hardships of life rather than to resist them. And in doing so, we grow through it. We become more like Him. And that is a blessing.
First of all, begin a devotional life with God if that's not prominent, and then start cooperating with Him in simple ways of improving your health. Begin in a life of service and helping others. Now, it might be a bit difficult right now with the isolation, but whatever way you can find, do that, because we find that to give is to live, and so be involved in service to others.
And you're going from point A, the beginning of the pandemic, to point B, the end of the pandemic, because we do intend to get to the end of this pandemic. We're going to get through it. And we're going to get through it together. And we want your family to get through the pandemic together.
And intact.
Intact. In fact, we want you to get through stronger.
So here's the big question. Who is at risk of getting sick? And later we'll talk about what we can do in different ways. But who's at risk?
Well, I'm sorry to say this, but we all are at risk. And that's another reason why it's so important for all of us to be careful about it. Well, the good news is that most of the practical things that we can do are actually basic lifestyle, good lifestyle habits. And these are things that all of us have access to. We don't have to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars to get these. We can actually do them very simply, such as exercising.
Stop, relax, and think. So stop what you're doing before you start getting into trouble or do something you don't really want to. You can relax. You can think more clearly. So stop, relax, and think also can help with concentration. And spend some time getting to know your team. This is actually a really cool time to be able to do that. Get to know them in really deep ways.
We know that if people are low in vitamin D, that basically their risk of death at any age is doubled. So you're more at risk of autoimmune diseases, diabetes, multiple sclerosis. We know it's important for absorbing calcium, so there's osteoporosis. But then for our brains, we're more likely to have anxiety, depression, even neurocognitive impairment. You know, we think of vitamins as something that we can get from our food, but vitamin D, unfortunately, we don't get a lot from our food. It's mostly from the sun.
We're seeing that younger people are dying in this pandemic. And so there's no guarantee. Of course, we talk about the vulnerable age groups, those over 65, those with hypertension, with heart disease, heart failure, lung disease, asthma, chronic bronchitis, immune suppression, cancer, HIV infection. All of those immune compromised settings are the vulnerable groups. But what we have seen and is being witnessed day by day, younger and young people are vulnerable as well. Not as much, but they are not immune from getting this disease.
The heart of health is hope. Hope in our habits, hope in our hindrances, because we have plenty of them to face in this life, hope in our heartaches, because loss is a part of life. And hope for heaven, because that's where our citizenship is. Because if we don't have those elements in our journey in life, then what's the point? When we develop positive change, it's going to help us in initiating new behavior, sticking to a plan, taming those emotions, beating addictions, and forming new habits.
So I want to share five things that I reflected on this week in preparing for this message. The first thing that I think God really wanted to teach me is that spirituality is internal. And so my question for you today is, are you bringing God in?
Even if everything goes wrong, even if I'm sick, continue being sick, even if I can't have children, even if my marriage is falling apart, even if my children choose the wrong path, my boss gets on my nerves, and life just seems too difficult, when I feel like giving up, I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will rejoice in the Lord.
The Bible tells us, for example, that God accepts us where we are, not how we ought to be. He accepts us where we are. And I think that's important for us to remember, that if God can accept us where we are, we need to especially be accepting of ourselves. And that includes our situations that we're in, how we're feeling, things like that.
Well, a lot of people are unaware that the amount of water you drink can actually make a difference on your weight loss. More than 1 liter of water a day, you actually increase your weight loss. The water accounted for about 4 pounds, 2 kilos of weight loss in a year. Just taking the water. Isn't that interesting?
Our capacity for resilience and finding creative ways to overcome challenges is godlike. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing.
Is God doing something with this coronavirus, or is this just a scientific fluke and something that happened in a wet market in China? Who knows? God is not going to allow this to go on forever. The third angel's message talks about a moment where God will destroy evil and he will destroy all those that decided to cling to evil. And I want to make an appeal to you and to your family. for you to let go of greed, for you to let go of lies, for you to let go of sexual immorality, for you to let go of evil, so that as you let go of evil, Jesus will free you and you will be part of this amazing new earth that he will create.
In order to get the health benefits of sleep, we should be trying to shoot for 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. And some of the best ways to do that are, number one, make the decision or the choice to sleep healthy. And the other important thing too is to set a regular schedule when you want to go to bed.
What needs do you see around you? And I know we're all hurting in some way. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have loved ones who are ill. I mean, to the point of death. Some of us have lost jobs. We're financially struggling. I know there's a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. Some of us are in relationships that are hurting and hurtful. What has God put in my hands that I can use to be a blessing to somebody else?
Okay. Only about 20% of people who get the infection will actually have significant enough symptoms that they'll need to be hospitalized. And we're looking at a mortality rate of somewhere between 3 and 9%.
It does not matter how dark the night. It does not matter how fierce the storm. God is in control.
My friends, isn't that your desire today? To trust Jesus today, to be ready today, so when he comes in glory, you'll look up and say, he has come, our heavenly King. Glory, glory, glory.
You know, this is a very good point. I guess it's important for us to understand that loneliness is something that actually is not just somebody being by themselves feeling alone. People can actually be with others, even say in a household right now, they may be with family and other people, or they can even be in a very crowded place, but still feel alone and isolated. So it's all about, loneliness is all about the perception of feeling alone.
You might have drifted away, but this is the time when you can draw closer to the Lord, and you are not alone. The whole of heaven, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are all by your side.
Having a regular routine where we set that time aside to connect with our Creator, our best friend, really helps us set the day going in the right direction and gives us the mindset we need to be positive, to interact with people in a positive way, and to be able to witness for him.
When we walk with Jesus, we are going to see his fingerprint in everything around us. We are going to see his blessings in everything around us.
No matter what you're going through today, know that you have a Savior that knows how you feel. And right now, he's giving you three challenges. We know what they are. He's challenged you to get warmer, not colder, angry, not evil, and louder, not softer. In other words, preach the gospel, preach the good news, be encouraged by it, and tell the world as well. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. That is found in Revelation chapter 21. If you're grieving because you have lost someone, know that God is with you, and he will wipe away those tears.